Hey KJ, thanks so much for being here.
Hey Deepak, thank you so much for having me.
So KJ, in your own words, could you just describe what is it that you do and what is your passion?
Sure. So I am a state and federal lobbyist. Basically, what we do is we represent businesses or associations or anything on the county, local level, and kind of express the needs to the state legislature or to the federal government. My passion is helping people. That's what ignites my fire. I started out as legislative staff for both the state Senate and the state House and moved over to the private sector. And it's been a fun ride so far. I've been in politics for 11 years this December.
That's nice. And what is your current role?
I have started my own lobbying company. It's called Eagle Eye Consulting Services, LLC.
Nice. And what is your goal with the firm you're starting off?
Well, I would say my goal is to continue in a different capacity on helping people and helping people move forward in the right direction.
And why do you feel it is important for you? You are. You know, I would consider you as most of the re more of the recent generations. So why do you think, or is there a reason you think the youth or the younger generation should be more involved in government relations, or do you think they are pretty much aware as to what's going on?
Well, I think to keep up with the times, socially and fiscally, younger people should be involved and we should care, because what we leave here, after is what our kids will inherit and what our grandchildren will inherit.
And how would you describe what your profession is? Let's say if a kid came, a young generation kid came and said, like, hey, what is it that you do and why do you think what you're doing is important?
Well, I guess the way that I would describe it is we specialize in focusing on specific areas that you probably don't think of every day. There's associations throughout North Carolina and throughout the United States that you just don't think of that have either it's a regulatory issue or some type of existing law that was made 100 years ago that just doesn't keep up with how businesses operate today.
So with your 10 or 11, a decade of experience in the political arena, has anything surprised you?
At this point, I would say nothing surprises me. Every day is different.
And has it surprised you initially when you joined, when you got into this?
Oh, sure. I mean, I was kind of, in all of in a very positive way of how state government and federal government operate. You turn on the news at night and you see people who hate each other. Well, really, in real life, they actually are friends and they'll share meals or see each other outside of the legislature. And that was really eye-opening to me and actually kind of warmed my heart a little bit to think that, okay, these people don't actually hate each other. They're great people and they can put politics aside and just ultimately be friends or at
That's
least cordial at that point.
nice. And what do you think is the most important skill that any lobbyist should have?
Well, I don't know that I'd consider it a skill. Maybe it is, but I think relationships are probably the most important in this industry. Always doing what you say, trying to help others as much as you possibly can, and just being a friendly person. And I think that that's probably the most important skill that you can have.
And what is the most favorite issue you worked on?
Favorite issue would probably be agriculture related or conservation related. That's sort of my passion. I would also throw in renewable energy as well. I think that's a big developing issue, especially more that technology advances.
And why do you prefer those issues?
Well, I grew up on a farm in rural North Carolina, so agriculture has kind of been my blood, and I kind of consider myself an outdoorsman, so I think conservation is absolutely important. And renewable energy, I kind of fell into it. I used to work for Representative Larry Strickland from Johnson County, and he was a big renewable energy advocate. And I got to really have some hands-on experience in what policy looks like whenever it comes to that sort of industry.
So, with these skills you probably have developed while you are doing this profession, have you learned anything new which you think could be transferable to any other profession?
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like you learn something new every day, especially whenever you're picking up new clients. You might sometimes not be exactly familiar in that area, but you have good people around you that do understand the profession and kind of going from there. But yeah, I would say every day is different and you should always continue to learn.
And what can you just walk us through a typical day which happens, let's say if we were in session?
Well, again, every day is different. But during session, I think it's getting to the committees that you might have focus on, or you might have bills in. And usually later in the day, we'll be session, and kind of tracking all of the bills that you're following, whether it hurts the industries you represent or is very positive for the energy. Excuse me, the industry that you are focusing on.
Let me ask you a little bit of personality related questions. How would you describe yourself in one word?
Oof, one word. I would say determined.
Nice. And do you have any pet peeves? Like what gets on your nerve?
I wouldn't say any related to politics. I think that you have to have thick skin in politics and kind of let things roll off, because the worst thing that you can do is burn bridges or burn relationships. So I feel like you have to have thick skin if you're going to be a lawmaker or staff or a lobbyist at that.
And I, before the conversation started, we did talk a little bit about music. So can you tell us, like, what is your favorite music?
Favorite music? I would probably say jam bands. I would say a little bit of rock, bluegrass, kind of intertwine.
Good choice. What is your favorite book or hobby?
Favorite hobby? Favorite hobby would have to be fly fishing. I recently took a trip about a week and a half ago and didn't have any cell service whatsoever. I was in the Virginia mountains in the middle of a river, and it was probably about as peaceful as it gets.
What is the one thing you like to share which very few people know about you?
That's a difficult question. I would probably go back to my music interests. I think I would probably throw a couple people off with the type of music that I listen to, and that's okay because I love sharing it.
Yeah, you should tell us about your liking towards collecting antique music stuff. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you and I talked about the transistor radio and the massive record player that I have. That's kind of something that my wife was unexpectedly found out about me and asked what we were going to do with this. And I said, we're not getting rid of it. And that was kind of it at that point. And it still sits. That's probably the only battle I'll ever win whenever it comes to that, but it's still in our living room.
Nice. What is the best compliment you ever received?
And that would probably have to go back to my wife being passionate, being determined, whether it's in our marriage, or in my career field.
If you had the opportunity to go back in time, to any era, which era would you pick?
Oh, the Roaring 20s for sure.
And can you tell us a little bit why?
I just think industry was booming. I think they switched to a different time period. I think clearly industry, automobiles, a huge difference in culture.
Nice. That's a good era to pick. With that, let's go a little bit into your past. Can you tell us a little bit about where did you grow up? How was your childhood like? Were you interested in politics?
Sure. So again, I grew up in rural North Carolina. My father was the Johnson County GOP chairman, and he was staff for the North Carolina House as well. So I grew up hating politics. All I listened to was Fox News, Glenn Beck, and Rush Limbaugh, and I absolutely hated it. At 18 years old, I took an internship with State Senator Brent Jackson and absolutely fell in love with it. So it's amazing how an 18-year-old's mind can change quickly, right?
So how was the transition? I mean, like, why did you get how did you get I mean, why did you apply for that internship, and what happened? Explain it to us.
Well, I did not know what I wanted to do, just like many teenagers don't today, right? So I wanted to give it a try, and I fell in love with constituent service. I think that it's very important being able to help people, whether it's a health and human services issue or getting connected with their local leaders. I just really, it felt very wholesome to be able to help people, especially from the area that I grew up in and worked for people who represented that specific place.
Which college did you go to?
I went to North Carolina State University. Go Pack.
Oh, nice. And what was your field in? Like, what was your major in?
I ended up finishing off my degree with leadership in the public sector.
Leadership in public sector. And how did you pick that?
Fast forward a little bit, I got hired by State Representative Larry Strickland. And so I took a job as staff, and I required me to be there a lot more. So that was an online degree that I finished up while I worked full time at the legislature.
Huh. And so walk us through. So you applied for this internship, you did the constituent services, and you felt like, well, I want to be a part of this. Is that what happened?
Yes. And if you're going to ask me next if I ever want to run for office, the answer is no.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'll keep away from that question then. So what
Yep.
happened? So what happened after that? So you did the constituent services, you felt like you wanted to be a part of it. To walk us through, so you were at the General Assembly and you loved working with the people. Is that what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the General Assembly is filled with phenomenal people. I mean, I feel like I have quite a bit of friends there, and think the world of every one of them. So the environment there really helped, and being able to go home at the end of the day and hang your hat on that you somewhat made a difference and playing a small role is what really intrigued me.
So if someone's listening to this, what do you think their first step should be to get into politics, or like getting, your feet wet?
Well, I would say that you need to find a way to volunteer. I feel like volunteer work is something that everyone in politics should do at some point. Whether that's going to, your local party headquarters or door knocking for your local representative. That's how I would say is probably the best way to get involved right off the bat.
And what would they learn from it?
I think that they would probably learn the grassroots kind of side aspect of it and how important it is. I myself have knocked on thousands of doors before, and I don't want to really do it again, but I think it is very important, especially during elections, and it helps candidates get their name out whenever their name identity is very low.
And what happened after, your stint as, helping out people at the constituent level and the grassroots? What happened after that? How did you get into government relations?
Well, I transitioned into a role of research assistant, so I got to work directly more on policy, specifically in the renewable energy field and the state budget and in agriculture. So I would say that's probably where I really fell in love with this because you're literally shaping policy, or at least assisting in shaping policy for the state of North Carolina.
So can you tell us, like, if I'm a layman, right? So can you tell us, like, what does a research assistant do?
Well, I think it varies from office to office, but me in my former role, what I was able to do is when my boss was in committee or in session or had a prior engagement, I would have to meet with lobbyists and kind of understand their issue. And I was able to kind of relay that to my boss, and he would sometimes ask me my opinion, sometimes wouldn't care what my opinion was, and we would kind of work on it together.
And how can someone apply for such a role?
Well, I think that you need to have some type of background, whether it's experience or degree. And usually the end of the year is there's always a lot of turnover, especially election years. So I think you kind of need to kind of keep your eye out on it as much as possible.
So it sounds like you were on the other side of the table, like, talking to lobbyists and then understanding what they're standing for, what the issue is all about, and gather that information and then relay that to your boss. But can you tell us, like, what changed after what happened after that? Like, why did you come onto the other side of the table?
Sure. Well, after 10 years of working for the legislature, I wanted to kind of have a little bit of a career switch. I felt like I understood the way that the building works, the process, and I wanted to kind of add on another challenge and add on to my resume. And being on the other side of things is completely different. But it's a fun ride, and I would pretty much describe it as a whirlwind. And again, I've said it before, every day is different.
So what did you notice, like, once you started working on government relations, how was it different?
Well, the first thing I noticed is that I actually had to go through security, and I didn't have a badge to get in the building, so that was a big adjustment.
Okay. That Yeah.
It's more of, kind of not being on the decision-making side, right? You have to go in and give your sales pitch and give your sales for your client to be able to be successful and getting things done. And I think it's a completely different challenge.
And do you call, I mean, like, how do you call yourself? Is it an introvert or extrovert or ambivert?
Well, it depends on the
Okay.
day.
A good answer. So yes, tell us a little bit about what is it that you're doing currently. I know you said that you started your own agency. Walk us through a little bit about, what is your mission with it and where do you see yourself down the line?
Well, sure. I'm in the startup phase. I was able to carry a couple clients with me that that are really important. Every client is important, but I'm really in the startup phase. I think it was great timing with session ending. So right now we're in the business development phase of things.
Okay. And where do you see yourself? I mean, do you want to continue down this path next 5, 10 years? Do you want to keep growing? Is that what you want to do with it?
Yeah, sure. I definitely want to stay in this part of my career for a while. I can see myself doing this for 10, 20 years maybe. Yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoy it, and I think now that starting a business is pr my primary focus, again, I think it's you're going to have your bumps and bruises and your ups and downs, but you got to keep fighting.
And do you like politics or policy more?
Both. So, actually, I started doing campaign work back in 2016, and worked on campaigns at the fundraising and advisor level for statewide, state level, and local level campaigns.
Can I ask you a situational question? Let's say you worked hard on a policy for months together, right? And let's say after heavily advocating for it, it gets rejected. How would you regroup and reassess as to what has happened and how would you recoup from that loss?
I think a lot of times when that happens, it's all about timing, and you might have to get a little bit more creative in the way that you're trying to lobby your bill or lobby your issue. But I like doing in-district meetings, especially when we're not in session, so that you can get a little bit more one-on-one time and kind of expressing. And I think doing tours, bringing legislators out to tours of whatever the issue might be. Is a good way for them to actually put their eyes on it or put their hands on it and kind of going from there.
And in closing remarks, what kind of advice would you share? Like, is there anything which you would like to share your wisdom about?
I think that again, every day is going to be different, and I think that as soon as your feet hit the floor, you need to expect that. But you got to keep fighting and never give up.
Awesome. Great way to end this conversation. KJ, thanks so much for being here again.
Yeah, thank you so much, Deepak.